Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast. My voice is going up for no reason with me, Andy Goldstein. And what a podcast we've got coming your way. Now, I know I say that most days, and I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I know you well enough now. But I'll be honest, sometimes I lie just so you carry on listening. But today I no lie, because it's a humdinger of a show, and we start with the Aston Villa skipper, Jack Grealish, who of course recently has been copying my hairstyle. He was on the Wonderful Breakfast Show talking about his COVID party, how he's learned from it, and why boss Dean Smith is like a father figure to him.
It's obviously something that I deeply regret. I knew straight away, you know, at the time, that something that I shouldn't have been doing. I know how much of a role model I am to a lot of people out there. But also, you know, I know that I'm human, and I know just because I'm a footballer, you know, I still make mistakes. But like I said, you know, it's something that I deeply regret, and hopefully, you know, I can move on from it. At the time, I tried to, you know, make amends as much as possible. I know it was hard to, but I wanted to face it front on. I didn't want to hide behind the club statements. That's why I come out and done an apology video. And then I also tried to, obviously, you know, I donated a bit of money to the NHS, and I also raffled off my match winning shirt against Birmingham last season. So yeah, I obviously knew at the time, you know, it was a wrong thing to do, and I deeply regret it, but it's something that I'll learn from.
I just want to ask how Dean is, Jack. I know that you guys are super close, and Dean lost his father among all of this that's happening at the moment during this pandemic, and now he has to turn his attention and try and lift the spirits of the team and get you guys back fighting. How is he doing?
The gaffer is one of them people, you know. I think sometimes he just always tries to be there, you know, with a smile on his face, and that's what he's certainly done since he's come back. I think he's tried to not let it affect him too much, but, you know, deep down, you know, losing one of your parents, we know how heartbreaking that is. And it's a shame, especially for himself and his family, but I'm sure there's only one thing that the Smith family will want now, and that's for us to obviously stay up in the league, and hopefully, you know, we can do that. And obviously it was extremely tough for me because I've got such a good bond with the manager. You know, I see him as like a father figure, if I'm honest. I can speak to him about absolutely anything, whether it's on the pitch, off the pitch. And he's been brilliant for me since he's come in. I've probably played my best football under him. He made me captain. And it's not even the fact that me and him have such a close bond because we're both Villa fans. I'm not sure what it is. It's just one of them things, you know, Darren. I'm sure you had it in your career where you just click with a certain manager, and you'd be able to say yourself how much better it makes you feel as a player, and how much it makes you want to repay that manager. And that's certainly the case with me and a lot of the players in the squad. You know, I know that Tyrone Mings, John McGinn, you know, a lot of popular figures in the dressing room are all as close with the manager as I am.
Following an eighth night of protests after the death of George Floyd in police custody, Clinton Morrison was alongside Jim and Natalie, and he called out the bigotry that exists in society today. He went on to explain why we should all stand as one in the fight against racism.
I'm sick and tired of talking about racism and people saying about racism and nothing being done about it. And now West people are starting to listen. And why can't these players like Jadon Sancho go onto the pitch and say Black Lives Matter? Because it does matter. It does matter. We always just say, oh, there's another black person dying. We all bleed the same colour. Black, brown, white. We're all together. We're all trying to stand together. We're all human beings and we still bleed the same. And all red blood comes out of us when we're bleeding. So when people come on and they message in and say something, why are we talking about racism? The reason we're talking about racism because it needs to be addressed. What's happening in America and stuff like, it's an absolute disgrace. And I've got kids of my own and stuff like that. So if people, I can come on here and I can say what I want to say because I'm worried about what could happen to my kids. I'm worried about my other family members and stuff like that. And it could happen to me. I've been stopped many a time. So I know I could say a bit here, Jim. I was going off the subject, but that kind of hit home to me hard there because people are saying, oh, we're always talking about racism. I have to come out and tell you, we have to talk about it.
And staying on the topic of racism in society, this is the former England striker Darren Bent on Breakfast, who admitted that he worried that his children will suffer racist abuse when they grow up.
How am I supposed to try and educate my children to say, well, listen, you might be like, Milan, who's the oldest, he's six, like he's a lovely little boy, always full of energy, full of life. And I think to myself, how can I try and tell him and educate him that, listen, even though you're a lovely kid, you're well-mannered, someone might not like you just because of the colour of your skin. Like, how can I explain that to him? How is he going to understand that? And obviously that's where they're going to grow up being guarded. And that's how they're going to have to be. You have to show them where black people are coming from, unfortunately. And this is what, unfortunately, you've got to kind of toughen them up. Like, this situation might happen to you. Like, it's an extreme situation, but listen, that's the kind of day we live in. And when it comes to hashtags and stuff, yeah, it's all well and good, but is that going to change anything? Because obviously there was a whole blackout screen that was going on yesterday, and then someone sent me a tweet, and it said, blacking out your screen and not posting for a day is historically a mistake. During the apartheid in South Africa, they cut off radio communications to stop uprisings in different parts of the country. So in a ploy to slow down US tensions, they use groupthink model to tell us to black out. Which is, so, do you know what I mean? So there's a conspiracy around everything. So I think unless you show the kids this is what you could face, honestly, it's a long, long road ahead. And I said, we're talking about 30 years now. Since the whole Rodney King thing, things have got no better.
And the WBO super middleweight world champion Billy Joe Saunders joined the Jim White Show yesterday. He spoke about his BBOC hearing date after his controversial video regarding domestic violence.
Obviously, it was a silly thing to do. I look back at it now and, you know, you feel embarrassed about it. And, you know, at the time you look at it, oh, it's not no fun and it's only a little bit of fun. What's people going on? But when you look back at it and you see the domestic violence and the abuse that these people are going through, not only women, men as well, it's just not acceptable, is it, Bill? You know, the coronavirus, obviously, is still a little bit touchy to have a date for an hearing, but we're just waiting for the best day to do it.
Back now to the Breakfast Show is Freddie Flintoff on why he used to hate team meetings as a player.
Bowlers always feel hard done by in a team. The bowlers are the ones. If England get beat or we have a bad time, you drop a bowler. And the batters always think the bowlers are thick, so they won't listen to them. So there's that going on in the dressing room all the time. The bowlers always think the batters get away scot-free because usually if England got beat, we didn't score any runs. But then the bowlers would get blamed for not bowling the opposition out. So there's always a little bit of needle. And I sat a little bit in both camps being an all-rounder. So I had to go to the batting meetings and I had to go to the bowling meetings. And I've got to tell you, the bowling meetings were far more fun.
Did you, in the bowling meetings, basically say, oh, the batters are this, the batters are that, and then go to the batters meeting and go, oh yeah, those bowlers.
Oh, them bowlers. Or you could stir it up and you could be in there going, I tell you what, you should have heard what the bowlers were saying about you, lads.
But I stuck up for you.
I was there, mate. I was fighting your corner, lads. But yeah, some of the meetings, though, I tell you what, they were boring. Because you sit there.
You're not a meeting person, are you?
No, and you go through footage and you see all the opposition batting and bowling and you go around in circles talking about where to bowl and what to do, and essentially you bowl the same at everyone. but you have only difference is if they're right or left-handed. After that, my best ball's the best ball. I can't be in control of much more.
I suppose
you just sit there.
Simon Jordan here. You and I are both listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast.
Staying with cricket, here's Darren Goff, of course, on Drive Time, alongside the ginger fella Adrian Durham. Incidentally, I'm in for Adrian Durham all next week, Monday to Friday, from 4 p.m. Yeah, I'll be doing Drive, or Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, as, of course, it will be known for those 5 days. Anyway, they discussed the news that Ben Stokes, or Stokesy, will be captain in England as they take on the Windies later on this year. And Goffey said he may not be the right man for it, as he has enough on his plate already. Who'd have thought Darren Goff is moaning about the amount of food on his plate? Oh, it doesn't mean food.
Right.
Okay, let's see what he's got to say then.
My only problem I've got with Ben Stokes doing it at this moment in time is he bats. He's our best batsman alongside Joe Root. He bowls. We use him in... Joe Root uses him really well at the minute. In situations where we have to bowl him because everybody else is tired and we use him as a last option. And he stands at slip. You add the captaincy to that. It's enormous pressure at this moment in time while he remains one of the best players in the world. Well, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying he'd be a bad captain at all, but I just think he's one of them, Ben, where he's just a natural leader anyway in the dressing room. Does he need to have a C at the side of his name?
Back now to the Breakfast Show. This is the former Newcastle boss, Sam Allardyce, or Breadhead, as some people, not me, some people refer to him as. He was talking about Matty Longstaff and why he needs to make the right move football-wise, not just financially. No, of course, never about the money, all about making the right move football-wise. Oh, yeah.
You can't blame the agent for it. It's his job to find him a deal, the best deal. And we'd all like securing our financial futures as early as we possibly can. But, you know, sometimes you can go and move to a football club and it doesn't matter how much money. If you make the wrong choice, you're very, very miserable. Mm-hmm. If you can't get any connections or any teammates or any time out of football, life becomes increasingly more difficult and you can't perform on the pitch then. So it's not an easy move, but if he takes that move, which is good luck to him, but it'd be disappointing for the Newcastle fans.
Staying with Newcastle, here's their former skipper, Kevin Nolan, brother, of course, to the famous Nolans. He was on Drive Time on what the future could hold for the famous club if the big money comes in. Remember, though, it's not about the money. It's all about football-wise, as I said in the last link. Anyway, Kev told Aidan Goffey that Steve Bruce has to be given a chance with the old bangers and mash. Cash, if you haven't worked that one out.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because why not give him the opportunity to have a bit of money and to have a real good go at it? You know, he's proven that he can do it on limited resources. He can do it with not so much money. So why not give Steve the job and the opportunity to prove everybody wrong? You know, Pochettino had the opportunity when he left Southampton to go to Tottenham. Yeah, he got them into the Champions League. But who's to say if not given the backing, Steve Bruce could do that? He knows what it's about. He's a Geordie boy. You know, he knows the passion of the supporters. So, for me, I think he's got to be given at least the opportunity to have a goal.
Over now to Hawksby and Jacobs with Clips of the Month. This is where Paul and Andy have a look back at the clips of the week that they all put together over those 4 weeks in that month, and they've called it, well, I mean, it's self-explanatory really, isn't it?
This is Alan Brazil and Steve Harmison on Breakfast talking about Newcastle.
Newcastle, what is the latest? What are they saying locally?
Well, they're saying locally, I think Twitter's saying locally, social media's saying locally when it from the local journalist.
Did feel a bit League of Gentlemen, didn't it?
Did it? We're not playing that bit. Like
I don't think we
time,
are. No.
Okay. This is Georgie Bingham now talking us through her daily lockdown routine on Weekend Breakfast.
I went out walking around the block and it was on a day when normally I go out for like one really big walk and the rest is kind of, you know, just to pee outside the front door.
Yeah, country people, country ways, as we said at the time. I think she meant peer out the front door, didn't she?
I think she didn't quite finish.
No, I hope she did anyway.
No, I don't know.
If you're our next door neighbour, let us know.
It's Ray Parler on Breakfast with a question for their mystery guest as he cleverly attempts to reveal their identity.
Ray, you go first.
Captain of his side in London. Did you play, was you a footballer?
You keep thinking something's gone wrong with the line, but
yeah, I know.
It stumped him, didn't it?
It did.
This is Fake or Others on the Saturday quiz.
Right, okay, Sam, you are our last caller. This is Sam, the Liverpool fan, whose brother Dan is a Man U fan.
It's very good, isn't it? It's a lovely poem. I don't think it was intentional.
And finally, it's Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist saluting a very famous comedian.
Swam the length Thames. Of the Thames. And by the way, that is not easy either. So, well done, David. I can never get it right. Is it David Williams or David
Williams?
Oh, no.
David Williams.
Yeah, that came off the back of Ali saying he'd been learning French in lockdown. So he's gone full David. Alan said he's been learning French, didn't he, apparently? Been learning the history of French wine, I think, from some of the videos we've seen.
And time for the best bits of my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. And what a show it should be tonight as I'm doing these links now, last night being Wednesday. But it doesn't matter because I know, I'm confident that my show was brilliant. Here's your proof, fingers crossed. Get up off of that thing.
Oh my goodness, let's go back to Graham Beecroft. There might have been a winner. Beaky.
There is a penalty. Fredo has just fouled Hugo Boss. The ball actually has gone into the back of the net. The referee might have allowed play to go on, but he has pointed to the penalty spot. So it's a penalty here for the team which has really been playing the best football in the last 20 minutes, aftershave. So right at the very end, it looks as though there's going to be drama, and it could be that for all Chocolate's efforts, they're going to go out. The referee is waving to the players to get away. He's pointed to the penalty spot, so it's crunch time. It's right in front of the aftershave fans, having said that, and it's going to be Adidas Ice Dive to take this one. Now, he's German. They never miss penalties, do they? So here we go. He goes back to the edge of the area, the referee making sure everybody's out of the area, and Ice Dive begins his run, fires, and it's into the back of the net. And aftershave, right at the very, very end of this game, have scored from the penalty spot. Ice cool from Adidas, and it's Chocolates who are out, and it's Aftershave who go through to meet Beer in the final of the Sports Bar Cup.
Beaky, you've got a feel for Chocolate. I mean, it looked like all throughout that, well, certainly the first 80 minutes, it was theirs to lose. They were in control. They didn't look overcome by the day, and they were playing really well, and they just looked fantastic. And then right towards the end, all of a sudden, things just started going against them. You've got a feel for them, haven't you?
You have, but their plan was a good one. You know, I still think and believe, although they weren't admitted in the post-match press conference, I think that they believe that if they went out and attacked aftershave, they would have lost the game. So they had a plan. It worked very well. Everybody was sticking to it. But things like this, when the game suddenly changes and goals come in, all of a sudden, when you're not the favourite, perhaps, and when the other team is suddenly finding their form and pushing you back, then things get rather shaky, and that's what happened here. And poor old Fredo, I'm afraid, just put in a challenge when he shouldn't have done, and the referee had no hesitation in pointing to the spot.
Beaky, yes, listen. It's a cruel game, football, sometimes, isn't it?
And it is.
That illustrates it perfectly.
But that's it for another podcasty thing. Good work, everyone. Yeah, even if I don't mind saying it myself, we were brilliant. Well, I was anyway. You were. I mean, all you had to do is press play, really. This took me about 8 hours to do. That's it, didn't it? It took me about 3 minutes rushing through because I was late tonight. It doesn't matter. I'll be back tonight from 10 p.m, of course, for the last sports bar of the week. Oh, can't you do 7 days a week? No, five's enough for me. Oh, come on, mate. No, I can't.
Yeah, but only four of them are sports bar. The other one's 9 p.m. the Trans Europe Express.
Good plug, thanks for that.
Anyway, remember you can download previous podcasts via Acast, Spotify, Apple Pods. And remember to press the old subscribe button so I don't have to bother telling you this every single podcast, Tom, producer. It makes me say it every single podcast. So that's it. Have a good day. Keep your distance. Go buy a car. Have a barbecue with five mates or six. I can't really remember what it is. Wash your hands. Keep 2 metres apart, or is it 1.5? Depends if you live in Scotland. I can't remember. But just above all, just be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.